Patience and Avoidance. Every year, on October the 2nd, India celebrates the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. This is an article by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan to mark this occasion. Gandhi Jayanti is celebrated annually on October the 2nd to commemorate the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. This year, contemplating on Gandhiji's contribution to India, I remembered that historians concede, the most massive and historically effective example of nonviolent activism was that of the movement organized by Mahatma Gandhi. Encyclopedia Britannica Vol. 13, page 850. It was under the leadership of Mahatma Gandhi that for the first time in human history, a nonviolent movement culminated in such resounding success. Gandhiji used the peaceful or nonviolent method to usher in a political change, resulting in India's independence on August 15, 1947. Mahatma Gandhi also wanted to herald social change in India on the basis of nonviolence, but before he could achieve his second target, he was tragically removed from the scene of action. On this day, I feel that each and every Indian should take an oath to involve himself to fulfill Mahatma Gandhi's unfulfilled mission of bringing about social change through the Gandhi Andolan. In my view, there is only one way of using the nonviolent method for the reform of a society, and that is to bring about a change in the thinking of the individual, who is the basic unit of society and the nation. UNESCO's preamble states that violence begins in the mind, and that it can be ended in the mind itself. When there is violence, at whatever level and in whatever field, the basic question is of the individual, and an individual is always governed by his thinking. That is why, if we have to construct a nonviolent world, or a peaceful society, there is only one way, and that is by using educative method to convert people's thinking from violence to nonviolence, and to enable them to seek the solution to matters of controversy through peaceful means. I think that the Gandhi Andolan can be used in India to usher in nonviolent social change by making individuals nonviolent at the level of their mind. It is from such intellectual awareness alone that a nonviolent world and a peaceful society can be constructed. The truth is that intellectual awakening is the only way to produce a nonviolent world. This is, without doubt, a long and laborious struggle, but we have no other alternative. In the last 50 years, I have re-engineered the minds of individuals on peaceful, nonviolent lines. Many of them have left violence and started working in the fields of education and social construction. Two principles we use at the Center for Peace and Spirituality to address the minds of individuals to initiate an intellectual awakening in them are tolerance and avoidance. Tolerance is indeed the need of the hour in the world today. This is because divergence of views and differences do exist between people at the level of a family or a society, a community or a country. Now the question is how best unity can be forged, or harmony brought about in the face of the human tendency to differ. Some people hold that the removal of all differences is the sine qua non for bringing about unity, but this view is untenable, as it is not practicable. You may not like the thorns that essentially accompany roses, but it is not possible for you to pluck out all the thorns and destroy them completely. For, if you pluck out one, another will grow in its place. Even if you run a bulldozer over all the rosa bushes, new plants will grow in their place that will bear roses ineluctably accompanied by thorns. In the present scheme of things, roses can be had only by tolerating the existence of thorns. Similarly, a peaceful society can be created only by creating and fostering the spirit of tolerance towards diversities in its individuals. In this world, unity is achievable only by learning to unite in spite of differences, rather than insisting on unity without differences, for their total eradication is an impossibility. The secret of attaining peace in life is the tolerance of the disturbance of the peace. Closely attached to tolerance is avoidance. In social life, everyone experiences the disagreeable situations arising from such differences. It is but natural that unpleasantness should occur from time to time. This is unavoidable. Whenever any negative situation arises, one way of dealing with it is a head-on clash, i.e., an attempt to solve the problem by direct confrontation. Such attempts are abortive as they only aggravate the problem. In no way do they improve matters. The better way to solve the issue is through tolerance and avoidance. According to this principle, instead of behaving violently and confronting with others, we should opt for the course of tolerance, avoidance and forbearance. This is stated in the Quran thus, be tolerant, enjoin what is right, and avoid the ignorant. 7.199. This means instead of combating violence with violence, we should adopt the policy of avoidance, remaining united in spite of differences. For the human character to retain its superiority, there must be staunch and unceasing adherence to the principles of tolerance and avoidance. We should make ourselves intellectually awakened, and make efforts to educate the Indian nation in the principles of peace and nonviolence. In this way, we can fulfill Gandhiji's unfulfilled mission of ushering in social change in the nation through nonviolence.